Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. We certainly have a lot to be thankful for. You don't have to look very far to see terrible human suffering. Look at what the drug gangs are doing in Mexico, just across our border. We should pray for the poor people in Haiti. Right here, in the USA, we enjoy abundance that has never been equaled anywhere in the world at any time in history. And that turkey dinner with all the trimmings that you had cost only $4.35. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports that a U.S. family spends only 6.2% of their disposable income on food. Only 6.2%. The European countries spend in the range of 15%, and the less developed countries can spend as much as 50% of their income just to feed their family. At the National Association of Farm Broadcasters Convention in Kansas City, Secretary Vilsack talked about the great job that American farmers and ranchers do. He also said farmers don't need to apologize for the higher prices that we've been experiencing. We're not going to see a big jump in the cost of food. This year, the increase in the cost of food is up only about 1%, the least since 1992. Next year, look for a more normal increase of 2 or 3%. I have in my hand the November 15th Newsweek magazine. The cover is a beautiful field of golden grain with a blue sky in the background. The words read, Red State Revival, How the Heartland Could Lead America Out of the Recession. I think we can. We're on the way. Our agricultural economy is in far better shape than big city America. There's hope, and it is exciting. Next week, I'll be in Illinois on the farm, checking the pigs and walking the fields. And also next week, this Congress of ours will be trying to get something done in the lame duck session. They still have not extended the Bush tax cuts, and they haven't even given any thought to the death tax ready to explode. We'll see. I'm encouraged to anticipate a better Congress next year. Maybe we can get something done then. And I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.